Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the moment of empowerment. Glory be to God. This is your moment of deliverance. Hallelujah. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast on tonight. Good evening, everybody. Hallelujah. In spite of where you may be chiming in from at this very moment, it is my prayer that you are being blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about finding your tribe that you belong to. Hallelujah. Finding the tribe that you belong to. So oftentimes in life, many will feel out of place. Many will feel that they just don't know where they belong in the body of Christ. May not know what you should be doing or who you should be associated with. Glory to God. If this message is blessing you, even with the title of it, I encourage you on tonight to hashtag and share with someone that they too may be empowered as we talk about the importance of finding your place in the kingdom of God. Where exactly is it that you belong? There is a purpose and a plan for each and every one of you all that will listen to this podcast. Whether you're listening to it tonight, whether it's tomorrow or next year, even, there is a purpose and a plan that God has for your life. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse number 11 and 12, it talks about how God knows the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. That includes hope and a good future. Glory to God. Part of that hope and part of that good future is that you would find that place that you belong where you can become an effective ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. When we think about being effective in the body of Christ, we first must find where we belong, where we fit in the body of Christ. There's no time for competition. There's no time for chaos. There's no time for jealousy or enviousness. When we think about what exactly it is that God has called each and every one of us to do in the body of Christ. The fact of the matter is, there's so many souls out there that need to be reached that if each and every one of us do our small part, many can come into the knowledge of understanding who Christ is, become saved, and accept Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. When we think about finding the tribe that we belong to, that is that place where you can utilize the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that God has placed on the inside of each and every one of you. Every believer has been given a measure of grace, glory to God. Part of that measure of grace includes the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that God have put on loan to you. That's right, those gifts and talents have been put on loan to you for you to use for the building up and edification of the body of Christ, glory be to God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter number 18, verse number 6, it says, a man's gifts open doors for him and brings him before great men. Many of you all that are listening right now, God is about to bring you before great men, before great kings, before great ambassadors in the kingdom of God. When God bring you before those great kings and you are supposed to be a part of that tribe, they're going to be able to identify the gifts that are on the inside of you. Begin to cultivate them and pull those gifts out of you that you can be used to build the body of Christ. Regardless of what your gift may be, somebody's gifts may be the gift of helps. Somebody else's gift may be the gift of healing. Somebody else's gift may be edification. Somebody else's gift may be the gift of intercession. God has given many gifts to the body of Christ. And he says in his word that your gift, that special ability that God has given to you, will make room for you, open doors for you in the kingdom of God. I encourage you, find that place in the kingdom of God where you belong, the tribe that you belong to, where God can mold you and shape you into the image that he's calling you to be in these last and evil days. I want to encourage you, don't let life just slide on by without ever fulfilling the plan that God has for your life. You were predestined even before the foundation of the world. You were predestined even before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Glory be to God. He knew that on such and such day that you would be born and he would have a need for what he has loaned to you. Glory be to God. Your gift is very much different than your brother or your sister in Christ's gift. You may have the same gift, but that gift operate differently through each individual person. So therefore, you know that you are unique. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made, just the way that God created you to be. Part of finding that tribe that you belong to, you will come into the fullness of God. You will come to know the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. What he has placed on the inside of you will be activated and stirred up. When you find that tribe that you belong to with the right tribal leader, glory be to God, they will help to get you to where you need to be in the body of Christ. Glory be to God. They will see what God has placed on the inside of you. Glory to God. And they will allow your gifts to be used to bring glory and honor to the King. Hallelujah. As we continue to think about ending this year strong, I want to encourage you. If you're sitting in a place where your gifts are not being cultivated and you are not being used to bring glory to God, it could be that you are in the wrong tribe. If it's that you're in the right tribe, but you're not being utilized in that tribe, work on ways that God can strengthen the gift that he has given unto you, that you can be an effective tool in that particular body of believers, that right tribe. It is so critical that you belong to the right tribe, associated with the right people, doing all of the right things. I just wanted to encourage you on today to find the purpose that God has for you and then walk in it. Don't reflect on what somebody else is doing. Don't reflect on what somebody else is not doing. Do what God has called you to do. Because that very thing that he has called you to do, only you can do it. And only you will be effective in doing it. Glory be to God. I just wanted to stop by on today to just encourage every listener that that tribe that you've been assigned to is waiting on you. They're waiting on those gifts, those talents, and those abilities that God has placed on the inside of you. Make up your mind as you're ending this year strong to get connected to the right sources, starting with Jesus Christ first, allowing him to be your leader and your guide, following the instructions and the directives that he give unto you, and then begin to submit yourself to that body of believers right there where he has called you to. And as you do that, know that the sky is the limit for you. God is getting ready to raise up some ambassadors to take the forefront on the battlefield. Are you one of those ambassadors? If you feel that the Lord is calling you even to a greater place, start even on tonight to decide, God, I want the plan that you have predestined for my life. And then begin to make movement towards walking in it. If you're not in the right place and you're not associated with the right people, you can be gifted and the gifts will just lay dormant. The gifts will just remain unused. The gifts will remain to be hindered and stagnated. But when you find that place, oh, glory be to God, that is where you can tear down the kingdom of darkness and build up the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ right here in the earth realm on today. Make that a decision even now to finish out this year strong, knowing where you're headed, and also pray that God will give you the plan on how to get there. I pray that this message has blessed you on tonight. If it has, please hashtag and share. This is your founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, with the Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship. Glory to God. We meet the first Saturday of every month. at the home of Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries, where our overseer is Apostle Keith Johnson. Glory to God. We are located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road, right in Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23111. Come on out and fellowship. Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship is a ministry that is on the move to help hurting women heal and to become whole. On this upcoming Saturday, please feel free to join us as we talk about being fit for the King. Glory to God. In order to fulfill the purpose and the plan that God has for our life, we must be fit, not only physically, but also spiritually, to worship and serve the King. Glory be to God. Please come on out and join us. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson. Join me right here on Podcast Radio on Tuesday nights and also on Thursday nights. Until next time, do be blessed. And remember, find the tribe that you belong to so that you can thrive, so that you can fill your life purpose, and you can fill that mandate that God predestined for you. Until next time, be blessed.